Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. With passengers, crews, luggage, and tempers all scattered hither and yon, Southwest Airlines finds itself apologizing a lot, but still stuck, meaning unstaffed planes at gates, reservation lines in voicemail hell or worse, unhappy now airport residents losing patience. KDKA-TV's Jessica Guay at Pittsburgh International.
I was supposed to fly out on Monday evening, and that was canceled. I was able to rebook for Tuesday, and then that was canceled, and there weren't any more flights until Saturday.
Cassie Bass is trying to get home to Chicago after visiting her family in Pittsburgh for the holidays. But it's a real flightmare at Pittsburgh International Airport. Yet to be claimed luggage is piling up, and Southwest Airlines flights keep getting canceled. 38 of them were scrapped this Wednesday.
On the West Coast, correspondent Carter Evans is watching a huge rainstorm that's something of a mixed blessing.
Powerful winds, some gusting more than 100 miles per hour, toppled trees. The atmospheric river funneling tropical moisture directly to the western U.S. As the storm moves south to California, rivers swell, prompting swift water rescue. Many were unprepared for flooding.
The flip side is long-drenched California does need rain, though much more of it, but not like this. Pope Francis and the Vatican are reporting the deteriorating health of the previous Pope Benedict, who resigned almost a decade ago. The current pope asking for prayers for his predecessor.
The Vatican says that right after the general audience, Pope Francis went and personally met with Benedict, which is not the first time he's done that. In fact, Pope Francis is constantly reporting on the health of his predecessor, saying that he's lucid, even though he speaks with a soft voice.
Correspondent Chris Lifsey in Rome. El Paso, Texas, and immigration authorities continue coping or trying to with more migrants, even with a Trump-era pandemic-related immigration policy kept in place by the Supreme Court.
About 300 migrants a day are being expelled from El Paso under Title 42. City officials say the migrants who do cross illegally end up sleeping on city streets because they don't have the required documents to stay in the shelters.
Reporter Chris Fox. On the Consumer Watch, egg prices continue to go up 10% just in the month of October. WISC-TV's Catherine Merck checking on why in Madison, Wisconsin.
Brandon Scholes, president of the Wisconsin Growers Association, credits multiple reasons why the price of your carton of eggs has skyrocketed.
We've hit that point where demand was so high, there just weren't enough eggs out there.
This year's deadly avian flu has been reducing poultry flocks, on top of inflation that continues to be a problem for many grocery stores.
Entertainment and police news still missing rapper Theophilus London. His family's asking for help from both the public and the LAPD. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code...
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers.
I can taste the melody inside your lips, so sweet, so tender, and I know I'm just a still inside.
Linda and the Zeros. Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate's Hump Day Hangover from the Badger Bold In edition. At least I'm a little fuzzy-headed today, Dom. I got to admit it. I was up quite late. You were just partying for the sake of partying, apparently.
If you never stop, Crudy, you're never hungover, man.
We will take some calls this hour, although, CJ, you're going to have to be a patient man if you think you're going to wreck my holidays at 844-967-2789. Dom, I kind of want to pivot here this hour and talk about the fear. The fear that should be instilled within the GOP right now. Not fear of us. We're good guys.
Yeah, we're the best.
But the only declared candidate so far, Donald Trump, will be like a caged animal during the primaries, Dom. As the headline here, I found an opinion piece at the Washington Post. David Beiler, Trump's GOP foes are scared, but not as much as they should be. Now, I know you don't much respect the former president, but as a political opponent, I think he's damn good. Donald Trump's Republican opponents seem worried. Many believe GOP voters are ready to move on from the former president, but we all remember the 2016 primary. I bet you Scotty Wanker does. In that race, Trump had roughly 35% of Republican voters behind him, and multiple opponents split an early anti-Trump majority. Trump won state after state and the nomination with just a plurality of the vote. And Trump foes are right to fear a repeat of 2016, but they're thinking too small. There are so many other ways the primary could turn out badly for them. There are.
Oh, please.
Well, Dom, here are four completely speculative doomsday scenarios. None of them are likely, but they illustrate how the GOP's problems go far beyond the potential for a divided field. Scenario number one, Dom. Trump loses, storms off, and sabotages the nominee.
Wait, I thought the author said none of these are likely. That's entirely plausible.
Dom, Trump has never been a loyal Republican. He spent years
anything.
He spent years registered as a Democrat and flirted with a presidential run on the ticket of Ross Perot's Reform Party in 2000. During the 16 primary, he threatened to run as a third-party candidate if he lost the GOP nomination. And if the GOP snubs Trump and picks some other nominee, he might retaliate. He could run a scorched earth primary against the winner, allege that the primaries were fraudulent, refuse to endorse the nominee, or tell his supporters to stay home in November. These gambits might not move the needle much, but we live in a polarized era of close national contest. If a hurt, petulant Trump shaved just a couple of percentage points off the Republican vote share, he could hand the Democrats another term in the White House.
Oh, Crudy, scenario number two. Trump gains a weak lead and the 2012 clown car returns. Most anti-Trump Republicans are worried about repeating 2016. But if Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fades, the 2012 primary could repeat itself instead. In that race, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney had roughly 35% of the party behind him. A gaggle of flawed conservative candidates saw these numbers and thought Romney was beatable. So one by one, they emerged to challenge him. And one by one, Romney exposed their flaws, watched them fall, and kept his narrow lead. The 2012 election is another cautionary tale for anti-Trump forces. Even if they coalesce behind one candidate to avoid the mistakes of 2016, their champion might not have staying power.
Well, Dominic, I would say perhaps even scenario number three, Republicans stick with a flawed Trump alternative. Aren't they all flawed Trump alternatives? Republican voters know Trump, but outside Florida, they don't know DeSantis very well. DeSantis could look strong in the early months, a la what, Scotty Wanker, right? Of the primary, only to take on water as the campaign wears on. Scandals could emerge. He might stumble in the debates. Maybe his intensely conservative record would look like a liability with swing voters. And gradually, Republicans could slide in their own version of the 2016 Democratic primary. Now, I don't like the analogy, but I'll share it because it's part of the opinion piece. In that election, Hillary Clinton dealt with the email server scandals and constant media scrutiny, and her favorability ratings dropped. Democrats stuck with Clinton, in part because the second-place candidate, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, seemed unelectable, or at least it's written here, and Clinton won the nomination, but she emerged damaged and lost the November election. The parallel, DeSantis playing the role of Clinton and Trump betraying Sanders, isn't perfect, I'd say. The Republican delegate rules have historically been more front-runner friendly than Democratic rules. The winning GOP candidate often takes a disproportionate share of the delegates and can officially clinch victory quickly. So a DeSantis versus Trump matchup might not stretch out the whole primary as the Clinton v. Sanders showdown did, but the basic scenario, the leading Trump alternative takes on too much damage, but the party stays committed, is still possible, Tom.
Curtis, scenario number four, Trump plays the hits and wins outright. I would think that was unlikely, but let's hear what he has to say. It's easy to forget, but what Republican voters still love Trump. Trump has lost some ground. His favorability rating among Republicans went from 91% on the eve of the 2020 election to 72% today. But 72% is not the worst place you start a primary campaign. If Trump ran on his 2016 or 2020 message again and focused on talking to voters rather than selling his branded cards, he might win an outright majority of the GOP vote. This would be a true worst-case scenario for the anti-Trump GOP. The majority of voters would have rejected them and thrown a scandal-ridden candidate with a dismal 34% overall favorability rating into yet another general election.
Dominic, I think that is the most likely of the unlikely scenarios. I think Trump will be your GOP nominee. But here's a little conclusion to the David Beiler piece at the Post. The GOP's real problem, Trump is out for himself, and his opponents don't always work together well. These scenarios are purely speculative and arguably unlikely. I don't think they're that unlikely. But they highlight a core problem for the GOP. Trump leads his faction in pursuit of its own goals, and the rest of the party often fails to work together against him. If Trump's opponents work together well, fighting a competent candidate who can withstand the spotlight and beat Trump, they have a shot at taking back the party. If not, one of these nightmare scenarios, or one yet to be imagined, might come to pass. Dom, you might almost say the Republican Party's in disarray.
The Republican Party is dead.
You know, next week, they're going to start jumping in. Guys like Ron DeSantis are going to make a big announcement, and they're going to get a little national press. And suddenly, the horse race is on. Hell, Joe Biden's going away, a little island trip, my understanding. His decision-making process is turning towards whether or not Joe Biden's jumping into the race for re-election. And I think if Trump's in, and there's not a clear opponent that can cripple or beat Trump in the primary, then I think Joe Biden thinks he is the logical choice for the Democratic Party. How can you not run again? He knows he can beat Trump. So if Trump's the projected nominee for the Republicans, I think Joe Biden thinks I'm the only best alternative for the Democratic Party. However, I think if you've got a young guy like Ron DeSantis jump out early, a wounded, indicted Trump perhaps loses the first three primaries and DeSantis is looking strong. Well, maybe Joe Biden feels like he's got to clear the decks and let a guy like Newsom or some other younger, more vibrant Democratic candidate get out there, because that contrast might not be a winner, Joe Biden against a youngish-looking semi-fascist in Ron DeSantis.
The headwinds that, the former president is facing are going to become hurricane strong by the time the primaries roll around. And Donald Trump is not going to do well. Donald Trump, certainly 72% still like him, but he's got a rape case coming up in April, right? He's got lots of things that could, you know, turn perhaps some of those some of that 72% against him. And Donald Trump is not going to go away nicely. He is absolutely going to burn the whole thing down. If Donald Trump is not anointed as the GOP's candidate, he will absolutely take his ball and go home, and he will burn that entire GOP to the ground, man. I have no question about that. What about Trump's philosophy and style? Have you ever indicated thought that, well, this is a guy who's gonna, you know, help keep the GOP together? No friggin' way, man. Not at all. Unless he can squeeze them like a sponge, get some money out of them, there's absolutely no incentive for Donald Trump to have any support of the GOP if he's not going to be the nominee for that party. But it's mega or nothing, man. That's it.
Every indication is the party is literally, and I'm talking about the Republicans, they're that craven. If Trump is the nominee, right-wing talk radio and Fox News will turn and tell their viewers, their listeners, support this guy. This is our nominee. This is how we retake power. You must support Donald Trump. And I know you can say, oh, 72%. I mean, holy cow, man. I don't know if Joe Biden's got 72% support with Democrats right now. I kid. It might be 80. But you know what I mean? That's exceptional support from a candidate's own party.
Well, especially considering, you know, the things he's been accused of and being investigated for. But the other side of that, man, you still have to, you know, go forward. Okay, great. You win the primary, just like all the Trumpsters. A lot of those Trumpsters maybe won their primary, right? Hell, even with the help of some Democratic dollars that could have gone other places. But I digress. 34% overall favorability in a general isn't going to get it done. And, you know, some of those Republicans are going to know that.
Well, I know, but what do you do about it if Donald Trump is winning the nomination by taking 34% of the vote in every primary state? If he wins Iowa, he wins New Hampshire, goes on to South Carolina, goes on to Nevada and wins those early Republican states because they didn't change their batting order. But Donald Trump, I mean, he can just start knocking them down. He doesn't have to win 51%. 34% is enough to win the nomination.
Man,
do you know how destructive that's going to be?
Has he left Florida since he announced his campaign, dude? What kind of a campaign is this?
Does he need to? Come back. More Devils.
I'm serious. If you have any moral character about you, you are. We're all in this together.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Juicer, juicer. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 37. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 47 tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Slight chance for isolated rain showers, 34. Temperatures a bit above average. Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for you all the time at 844-967-2789.
The Great White Floridian Hope, as opposed to the Cheeto Messiah, Ron DeSantis, do you see what his administration down in Florida launch today, Dom?
Oh, no, please.
DeSantis
edify me.
Launches investigation into holiday drag show, you know, because that's the most important thing going on in Florida. Of course, that may also be to, you know, sort of give a shiny object to say, look over there, because Ron DeSantis, apparently one of his aides, was given an insider contract to the people that flew off the migrants from Texas. Remember, he's the Florida governor. And then flew him off to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts.
Well, that great was expense to Florida taxpayers, my understanding.
And that was funneled off to a Ron DeSantis buddy, apparently.
Of course it was. I mean, come on, man. If you're close to the power and you can't profit on it, what are you even doing?
So Ron DeSantis today and the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation today announced it was investigating a holiday-themed drag show in South Florida. It said the department had received multiple complaints alleging a December 26 performance of drag fans, A Drag Queen Christmas, was sexually explicit and marketed to children. The department is actively investigating this matter, including video footage and photographs from the event, according to a statement from the department circulated by Brian Griffin. Is that the guy from Family
Guy? Yeah, that's the dog from Family Guy. Yeah. Okay.
He apparently is the press secretary for DeSantis. That's unfortunate. Fancy Brian with the Y. DBPR will, like in other cases, take action, Dom. The statement said the department plans to share any evidence collected in its investigation with the State Department of Law Enforcement for criminal liability. The Broward County for the Performing Arts, the Fort Lauderdale venue that hosted the holiday drag performance at the center of the state's investigation, may be at risk of losing its liquor license. Liquor license, why? Because it's
I thought they were marketing kids. Can kids go in there and drink? What are you talking about?
And its ability to operate as a business in Florida, the statement said. A spokesperson for the Broward Center said the venue, as late as Wednesday afternoon, had not been contacted by state officials. So this was really just about, doing a press conference and saying, look over here and not over there. According to spokesperson for the Broward Center, admission to a Drag Queen Christmas on December 26th was limited to patrons 18 years or older, unless accompanied by a parent. To ensure viewers were aware of the adult themes and content of the show, ticket buyers were informed directly through a know before you go message that is sent out via email in advance of most shows hosted by the Broward Center, the spokesperson said. And in the Wednesday email to the Orlando Philharmonic Plaza Foundation, the
stop the pin. Never mind. A stop on the Drag Queen Christmas Tour. Venue operators were warned by DBPR Secretary Melanie Griffith that minors should be barred from the upcoming performance, which is of a sexual nature. In short, if you allow children to attend the drag fans drag show at your facility, you're putting your license in jeopardy. Again, the unfortunately, well, this is Melanie Griffin, a different person. DBPR's investigation is the latest in a series of steps taken by Republican leaders, including DeSantis, to crack down on drag performances accused of being sexually explicit and inappropriate for younger audiences.
Well, I guess I'm a little confused here. 18 or older, okay, that's adult.
Or accompanied by...
Whether or not they can drink or not, right? Or younger if accompanied by their parents. Well, isn't that really the issue to deal with their parents? I mean, I thought these Republicans were all about parental freedom, right? The parents decide what to do with their kids, right? I mean, think about how pissed off they were about the COVID vaccine, right? It's a parent's choice, parent's choice, parent. Well, if someone wants to bring their kid to a drag performance, isn't that really up to the parent to decide whether or not that is appropriate for their children?
Well, you know, here's DeSantis' solution. DeSantis in July filed a complaint against Our House, a Miami restaurant, after it hosted a drag brunch event where children were present, citing a 1947 state Supreme Court ruling that men impersonating women in a suggestive and indecent fashion constitutes a public nuisance. Well, you got that 1947 ruling to rely upon. And
please define for me indecent.
Well, here's
fairly subjective, isn't that?
Here's what the new darling of the Republican Party had to say. Having kids involved in this is wrong. That is not consistent with our law and policy in the state of Florida, and it's a disturbing trend in our society to try and sexualize these young people. The efforts by DeSantis, a prospective GOP presidential candidate in 2024, and other Republican leaders in states across the country have also sparked fears of inciting acts of violence against the LGBTQ community.
More acts of violence against the LGBTQ community.
Drag performances in particular have come under threat. No fewer than 124 drag performances have been targeted by direct threats this year, according to a recent report by GLAAD, the world's largest LGBTQ media advocacy organization. I think that's most of it, Dom.
But the shiny objectism, I guess, would be the point. If they're funneling money to ship these migrants using lots and lots of Florida tax dollars to an aid to DeSantis, that's certainly something we should be talking about in greater detail. But have you ever been to a drag show, man? I mean, Brady Street here in Milwaukee, Brady Street, the fest. Every year at 9 o'clock at night, there's a drag show, man, on one of the many stages, one of three specifically on the West End. And I bartend over there sometimes at that because people come around and want to see it. It's fun. It's enjoyable. And a lot of the people at first, they've never seen anything like this. It's amazing. And usually people are having a blast. And granted, it's in public. It's not like you're on Duval Street in Key West and you go into Aqua or whatever it is and they do their show. That's something entirely different. But there's different levels of this kind of entertainment. Hell, Lakefront Brewery has Drag Pink Queen Bingo the first Tuesday of the month that I've gone to a few times. So people, relax. They're lying to you.
Rush Limbaugh was right all along. Conservative Republicanism is the answer.
Whoever says that is a stupid idiot.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Buffalo has lifted its travel ban, but that is not a sign that its snow crisis is over. The area remains buried in it. Mayor Byron Brown.
We've had three storms, two of them historic in nature. This blizzard of 2022, very deadly, losing 28 members of the Buffalo community.
With New York National Guard members going door to door checking on people. Meantime, in Dallas, an apartment complex has gone days without heat or water.
It's been difficult, but at least we have heat and electricity. I'm grateful for that.
not central heat, and she's not grateful for the official response. There's been news from the Vatican about the former pope who resigned almost a decade ago.
The Vatican has confirmed that the Pope Emeritus' health condition has worsened in recent hours. They say it is a result of his advanced age.
Correspondent Chris Lipsay in Rome. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Day equals Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the happier, happy hour. It'd be happier more people than CJ were waiting in the queue. 844-967-2789. I tease you, CJ, because it's Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, CJ.
Happy holidays, CJ.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Well, I appreciate it. You know, as I listen to you talk, though, I'm kind of shocked that you're, you know, first off, Brian Schimming, great choice, wonderful choice. He does believe in, you know, early voting. If you show an ID, you have to show proof who you are. That's something the Democrats fight against because they know.
You can't be indefinitely confined like Rebecca Clayfish.
Vote under your party. We have a lot of great, you know, listening.
Oh, hang on. CJ, hang on. Let's talk about shimming for a moment. I know you like to go on your rant, but engage us if you would, please. Brian Shimming says he's not there to milk sacred cows, right? And he's going, everything is on the table. Seems like he wants to make some changes. Seems like he didn't think they did as well as they should have. What would you suggest? What do you think the first thing that Brian Shimming should do to make the Wisconsin GOP a little bit better?
Well, I wouldn't let the Democrats define what Republicans believe. Like, you know, the way we felt about the abortion issue, going to the state, you know, the Democrat Party is very good at defining and supporting with their money.
Okay, so let's talk about the abortion. You know, Robin Voss said he doesn't want to do it, have any sort of binding referendum on abortion, and as it stands right now, Evers said he'll commute the sentence of any doctor performing an abortion, and you know the Republicans want an 1849 law, CJ, that does not allow for incest or rape. Are you okay with that? Do you think there should be some specific changes to it? And negotiating on the part that no one likes is not really negotiating, CJ.
You tried to define Ron Johnson's belief in abortion. He defined his belief in the debate. The Democrats lied about his position. They lie about the Republican
Party. Well, he was against abortion. What part of that?
47. Remember, the Democrats are the one Schumer put on the floor right up to the day of conception. That
never happened, CJ. I'm going to cut you off there. First and foremost, you cannot be against abortion and claim that we've misconstrued Ron Johnson's point of view, because that's what Ron Johnson's point of view is. And when the Roe v. Wade was overturned, that obviously was national, but it affected the people of Wisconsin. People like my daughter, who's 28, has got a boyfriend but not married yet, would like to have some control over her bodily autonomy. But right now, under current law, CJ, it'd be illegal for her to have an abortion in the state of Wisconsin for any reason, rape, incest, whatever. And the Chicago Tribune was reporting yesterday that the state of Illinois has seen a tenfold increase in abortions being sought by Wisconsin women. They now just have to travel across state borders. Now, most of the time, that's not a big deal, but let's say it's the dead of winter. Let's say it's 20 below zero. Let's say a bomb cyclone came through. CJ, we're forcing women to leave their doctor's care, travel across state lines to get reproductive care, to get an abortion. Not because I agree with it. Doesn't matter what I agree with. It's her body. So your party is against giving women control over their own bodies. And as long as that's the case, CJ, I think the Republicans will find it doesn't matter what you put on the table. It's a losing formula.
844-967-2789. There is a fact check out there by the AP from May about the misrepresentations of details of the U.S. Senate vote to codify Roe. I'm not going to get into it, CJ. I'm sure your Google works. But please don't come on this program and speak. Spew that kind of stuff. It's not true. 844-967-2789. Andy from Beaver Dam, you're next. Welcome, Andy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Andy.
Well, it's ridiculous. Most abortions are not late term. And, you know, I think that starting from whatever end of the other, I mean, women should at least be able to get a chance to think about what they need to do at a reasonable time and have control over what the outcome is. I mean,
you know what the question we should be asking is, what gives these men the right to dictate to women how they should behave and manage their
God.
Own bodies?
It's always about God, right, Andy? Because their God tells them that, you know, life begins.
You got to go to Illinois for an abortion? I mean, give me a freaking break.
No, it doesn't make sense that a woman, whatever age, has to jump in a car and run down to Chicago or to Rockford or wherever to have something done. Wisconsin should have an open mind about what a woman wants to do or not, or what she doesn't want to do.
Well, Andy, Wisconsinites do have an open mind. It is only Wisconsin Republican legislators that would block the will of Wisconsin voters, because Robin Voss doesn't want you to choose, doesn't want your daughter, your wife, your mother to choose. He wants to choose. That was his statement. You know, we can't take it directly to the voters. That sounds too much like democracy. Right. We cook and gerrymander the books. We stack the deck, and then we dictate the electoral outcomes here in the state of Wisconsin, at least on a legislative level. You know, and therefore the will of the people is never done. Because the will of the people is, you know, effectively codify Roe v. Wade on a state level. People want women to have this right. And any late-term abortion that's provided is generally a tragedy because something has gone terribly wrong with the pregnancy.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Andy. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. 844-967-2789. Want to sneak in Jenny from Jeannie from Eau Claire. Jeannie, happy holidays.
Hi, Jeannie.
Well, happy holidays to you guys, too. And I'm sorry I have to call in a grumpy, crabby-butted manner after CJ calls in. He's abusive, guys. He bullies. He bullied Earl today. Just obnoxious. And he's not...
Well, it's only bullying if it works. Otherwise, it's just talking trash.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It's bullying women, too. I mean, Republicans have a bad attitude toward women and women's rights. They always go after the women. I mean, look at, they went after the female governor of Michigan. You know, they go after the females and you know, are just nasty, and other people. And it was just sickening today. And so I hope you guys listen to it. He has a bad attitude toward women, women's rights. It's sickening and it's abusive. It's abuse of women and young female children who are raped. And then it's abusive also because I had heard Voss mention about, oh, well, they have to have filed rape charges. Well, having worked with kids who have been raped or incest, those kids aren't talking. I mean, it is sick. So anyway, I'm sorry I have to be negative on today, but are you guys in tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Doing live shows till the end of the year and then back on the second. I mean, Jeannie, what else would we do? We got nowhere else to go.
Well, I was going to wish you a Happy New Year early, but then maybe tomorrow I'll call in. But, hey, guys, thank you so much for what you do. I mean, women don't have a chance. You guys are like our heroes. Thank you so much. And, CJ, go put your head in a bucket of water and maybe think about the awful things you're saying that hurt women. Thank you so much, guys. And I'm sorry to be negative, but, oh, my gosh, this is sad for women. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jeannie. Before he could put his head in a bucket of water, he'd have to take it out of his arse. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Feeling downright holiday festive.
Oh, cool. Hey, I just wanted to call in on a little bit more of a positive note on Earl's show today. He did have on Everett Mitchell.
First time I've heard the guy.
We all know this is an important deal coming up.
Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate. He's from Dane County. You must have missed him the day he was on with Dom and Crute. But Everett Mitchell is one of the four declared candidates. He's the one from Dane County. And I believe... I know he's the only African-American in the field.
Aside from that, am I cut off?
No, you're still talking.
Still going, man.
Keep going, Rico.
Hey. Oh, okay. Well, here, I just want to tell folks this. You know, when we think about this election that's coming up in the spring, I really do hope people take away the D and the R down there, if there is such a thing, and more, it's all going to be attached before the radio and TV gets done, election day rolls around. But listen, folks, please, these are judges. They're appointed to the highest bench. They need to be of the utmost moral character, held to a higher standard. They need the wisdom and they need experience. And if you just look at those three items like right there, I'll tell you what, the little bit I got to listen to him today, I think Everett Mitchell checks all the boxes. He came across very honest. He came across genuine. But the thing that they're going to nail him on is his compassion. That's where they're going to try to get him. I just, guys like CJ are going to get on his compassionate side. I've heard Jennifer Duro came across very cold. Everything came out calculated out of her mouth. This guy doesn't come across like that. I don't know if you guys have had Janet on your show.
Not yet. Not pro to Sawitz, but we look forward to it.
And Kelly, I don't even know why I'm giving this guy an honorable mention.
Well, he's already been on.
You don't have to.
He's a proven loser for the Republican Party, hence the candidacy of Jennifer Duro.
But let's look and see if he checks any of those boxes I just talked about, the higher moral fiber, the wisdom, and the experience.
Well, he was actually on the job for a few months. I guess he's got that.
Yeah, but when the voters of Wisconsin so roundly reject the man, 163,000 votes he lost to Kurofsky by. Just remember, Tony tripled up his margin, and he won by 90,000 votes.
Right.
Trump won Wisconsin by 21,000, lost Wisconsin by about 21,000 votes. And Kurofsky beat Dan Kelly's ass by 163,000. He's a fine candidate. You Republicans support that guy. I love him. All the way to the finish line. 844-967-2789. Drew from Lake Mills. Welcome, Drew. What do you got for us?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. Hey, so here's what I'm wondering. So all these Republicans who are against abortion rights, is it just me or are they the people who, this may be a little X-rated, so if you need to bleep me, that's fine. But are these the people who are not getting laid? Like, for real, they're not getting laid, so they're punishing everybody else. That's my crazy theory for the day.
Well, Scott Walker is definitely in the pro-life, not getting laid crowd. That was always my impression of the former governor. And then there's Mike Pence. He's seemingly unhappily married to Mother Drew. And, you know.
So look at our guys. Like, look at our guys. Like Andre Jacques, right? Hey, I'm sorry. Let's talk about Robin.
Shea Sortwell. Drew, I appreciate it. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's the fact that they cannot consummate a relationship. I think if anything else, it's about, you know, power over women, man. I think it's really that simple. And if they draw from their experiences, claiming to be Christians, well, I mean, I look at religion as the same thing. It's very patriarchal, and I think the Republicans are very much part of that. So when you see a strong woman come out, if you see someone like Gretchen Whitmer, you talk about one of the callers about their efforts, that guy, someone who was in charge of that ring, they're trying to kidnap her, just got like just under 20 years. Strong women, they don't like strong women. It goes against everything that they believe in, claimed from what? From their God, essentially, Drew. We are the devil's advocates. Come back one last segment. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
You'll get nothing like it.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 37. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 47, tomorrow cloudy. Overcast tomorrow night. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. Lows around 34. Dry with temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you know what Friday is? Not just New Year's Eve Eve, but also the day they release the hounds. The Trump tax is being released to the public on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday morning, and therefore we'll be doing a live show Friday afternoon. Hope we can get one of our smart friends who do the homework and then tell us what
that
is contained
great.
In the Trump taxes. It would be great. So looking at you, Jim Santel, maybe you, Maggie Dawn, I hope we're calling someone. I hope we're scheduling these people. But anyways, my understanding, the Trump taxes to be released on Friday. And I got to think that's going to be a bit of a deflating moment for Trump. You know, he's been making these big, grandiose claims of personal wealth for so long. If your whole self-worth is based on your net worth, at least that's what you've been claiming in public.
Yeah, if I'm in a good mood, my net worth goes up $3 billion.
That's what he was telling him back in Iowa, in Des Moines in 2015, Dom.
Well, I mean, yes, that is literally his philosophy. And I don't think it's supposed to work that way. You know, when I was filing my taxes, I was feeling pretty low, so my properties were undervalued. But, hey, when I made that insurance claim, these properties are worth, you know, millions of dollars, and I was feeling good that day, so it's worth a whole lot more. I don't think it's supposed to work that way.
Dominic, over the 6 years covered in the House report, Trump paid net income taxes of $642,000 in 15. That was candidate Trump. $750 in 2016. Did you catch that? The supposed billionaire, 10 times over, claimed $750 in taxable federal income in 2016. And then he did it again in 2017. Taxable, his taxation, $750. $1 million, round number, 2018, $133,000 in 2019. And wait for it, Dom, the last year of the presidency, Trump paid no federal income taxes. $0.
Zero.
So, you know, we'll have to look into some of that stuff, Dom. The year he had the substantial $1 million tax liability, he had $20 million in cap gains. He sold something.
And that was it.
The biggest there's a couple of things that we had in 6 years.
We can glean from this, right? Number one, if the guy's actually literally worth $10 billion and he's only earning enough income to, or he's not earning any personal income to paying zero, you know, obviously we have some problems with our taxation. I mean, guys like that, they apparently have the money. You can go hide things. You can go to the Bahamas. You can set up, you know, trusts and different LLCs and limited partnerships and engage in all sorts of international banking things that we can't do as, you know, average people just working a job on a W-2. So that's one side of it. The other is, of course, is that Trump is not, you know, literally is worth as much as he claims he is. And I really, that doesn't really bother me if a guy's going to lie about how much he thinks he's worth. I mean,
okay, George,
that's
Santos.
What the Republicans do these days, right? And this George Santos character, that's going to get even more and more interesting. But what does pique my interest is what the relationships will be through these various corporate entities and other international entities themselves. That's what it's going to take a little bit more time to unwind, I would think.
Well, you got a little light New Year's Eve reading, Dom, but I suspect you'll be partying. 844-96-PARTY. It's always a party up in here when you call us. Be like Pete from Racine. Welcome, Pete. What
hey,
you got
Pete.
For us?
Yes, are still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're on the radio, right. Pete.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. Well, I get cut off a lot. They say, your cell phone's not working. But you're coming through loud and clear. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, Pete. Glad we could be here to test your cell phone coverage for you. Keep listening on 540 AM. WAUK, the Shaw 101 FM. Listen, all across the Civic Media Network, you can take us worldwide, Dom. The Civic Media.
Did I miss something here? Did Pete not have a question, or we're just checking in?
I feel like Pete did not have a coaching question. So Crudy, as Crudy will occasionally do, for the sake of the listener, let's just say, Crudy
okay.
moved on rapidly. No offense to Pete. I'm sure Pete'll kill it the next time he calls. And
you know, a couple of things I want to throw out there before we wrap up this fine production. Mark Meadows, apparently, according to the aide, was what, burning White House documents in the fireplace. I don't think that's a proper disposal method. That seems to be a little concerning. But this one also I thought was important. I want to get here. This is from the New York Times, that Trump considered blanket pardons for those charged in connection with the Capitol riot, and how his political allies pushed unsuccessfully to be included in such pardons. Now, these transcripts come from these releases, and many in Trump's orbit, including rioters, White House staffers, Republican members of Congress, and some of his own lawyers, were seeking pardons after the event. Johnny McEntee, Trump's director of personnel, recalled in an interview how, in his final days in office, the former president floated the idea of a blanket pardon for the breach of the Capitol, but Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, rejected it. Cipollone said no, McEntee recalled. One day when we walked into the Oval, I remember it was being discussed. I remember the president saying, well, if I pardon the people that weren't violent, that just walked, what if I pardon the people that weren't violent, that just walked into the building? And I think the White House counsel gave some pushback. McEntee recalled that Cipollone also rejected Trump's idea that all White House staff should be pardoned, even those who played no role in the president's push to overturn the election. I remember Cipollone questioning on that. Why does anyone need a pardon? McEntee recalled, adding that the president responded, well, just so they can't go after them for any little thing. I think Cipollone said, yeah, but no one here has done anything wrong.
One more caller today, at least, 844-967-2789, listing on AM 950 Minneapolis. I believe it's slow. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi. Happy Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Well, happy Christmas,
and back
Kwanzaa.
At you.
Back at you, slow.
That's one word with all three. I am a Roosevelt Wellstone Democrat.
Well, that's the best kind.
I'm in the 1930s, and I am really disappointed in my brothers and sisters in Wisconsin that they can swallow the likes of Johnson and Walker and good old Joe McCarthy.
Well, we got to eat that whole Ron Johnson thing at this point, but we got rid of Wanker, and I think we've moved beyond Joe McCarthy.
And I got slow, and thanks for the call, and please call again. Love to hear your thoughts, but I think Ron Johnson actually was born in Minnesota, so we'll blame you guys for that.
See how that works? Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates, doing it live all week between Christmas and New Year's, because we got nowhere else to go. Thanks for being a part. Thank you, E-Bone. Thank you all for listening. We'll do it again on Thursday.
I pay hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.